From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office reporting a phone scam targeting area residents. The scammers identify themselves as being with Publishers Clearinghouse, telling the victim they've won $2 million and a 2018 Mercedes-Benz. The scammers ask the victim to cover a portion of the taxes on the prize, around $950. To receive the money, the scammers offer to pick the victim up from their residence and drive them to the bank to withdraw the cash for taxes. The scammers then say they'll give the victim a cashier's check for the false prize money after receiving the cash. If you think you've won a prize, a few things to know. A company giving out one will never offer to pick you up and take you to a bank. Never send money to collect a prize, sweepstakes check, or lottery winnings. Never deposit a check and send back money, even if the funds appear in your account. Two men under arrest after a residence was robbed outside of the Ferndale city limits. Victim telling deputies she arrived home to find two men, later identified as 27-year-old Brandon Buchholz of Arcata and 30-year-old Ryan Whittington of Eureka, stealing power tools and other objects from her barn. She confronted the men who returned the stolen power tools, but she took photos of the suspects as well when they fled the property in a white Nissan Xterra. With the public self, the sheriff's office identified the two. The vehicle was tracked down on the 3400 block of School Street in Fortuna. One suspect located inside the vehicle, the other inside a residence following a probation search. Buchholz taken into custody and booked into the Humboldt County Jail on charges of grand theft. Whittington also charged with grand theft and violation of probation. Redwood Capital Bancorp announcing financial results for the three-month period ending March 31st. Total assets as of that date, $341 million, an increase of 5% from the same period last year. Total deposits grew to $310 million. That's an increase of 5% over last year. Company reported net income after taxes in the first quarter of $957,000. That's up 40% from the $683,000 reported for the first quarter of 2017. Getting a look behind the curtain, the Eureka Police Department now reporting to Citizen RIMS. It's an online tool that integrates with EPD's computer-aided dispatch system. Citizen RIMS allows the public to view near real-time mapped incidents and more. Police incidents can be selected by date, range, and incident type and viewed in PIN and heat map formats. The public can also look at vehicles reported stolen to the Eureka Police Department and a 30-day history of arrests. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.